Conservative Theological University has about 6,000 titles and about 120,000 volumes available. Shop today at conservative.edu. Scroll down to Bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to Bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. Let me remind you, we're talking about an issue that I believe is all-encompassing with an umbrella of that which we see taking place in America and in the world today. I'm reminding us, remember, God is watching. Listen, God's not sitting on the colonnade front porch of heaven in a rocking chair with his long white beard and a walking cane in his hand saying, man, I wish I could do something about the condition of this old world. Boy, I sure wish I could involve myself and turn the tide of what is happening. God is supernaturally, divinely in control of this whole world. He's watching everything that takes place. There's nothing kept hidden. There's nothing secret. God is in control. And I think that needs to be the top news item, if you please, reminding Christians, conservatives, and patriots, and the loose likes, lost liberals in the U.S. House. By the way, just a footnote, if you want to watch a circus, go to C-SPAN. Watch some of what happened yesterday with the left, the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, and their interrogation of Pam Bondi, our U.S. Attorney General. I find it fascinating, sad, and denigrating for anything that's called morals and ethics and values in our nation to see that taking place. A wild circus is what it devolved into yesterday. We've got Congressman Mike Hill on the line with us today. We're thankful for the privilege of being able to talk with him, get his viewpoint, his insight as to what is taking place. Congressman Mike Hill is the former District 1 representative for the Florida House. We're thankful that he's taken time to join us. Congressman Hill, continue to hold your thought for one moment. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood and Congressman Hill, it's a pleasure to talk to you all. I have a little cold. But I tell you, Savannah, I know she's praying for her mother, and I hope everything is all right, but I might be wrong, but I think it's like an outside family member that's in the inner circle, should I say it like that. And the Super Bowl, okay, I turned I looked at the first half, and I went to another channel and waited for the third quarter to come in. So I did not really, see or know what had happened until you all said something.
Well, one of the things, Kenneth, that took place, and I'm not a sports fan. I don't watch football, baseball, basketball, shuffleball, pickleball. none of that interests me any whatsoever. But there are a lot of people that do, and I've not did not watch the halftime. I've read sheafs of documents in relationship to what took place, and I think it was the greatest evidence of the decline and the fall of the morals, ethics, and values in America that I've ever witnessed in my lifetime, and I'm still under 100 years old. I find it fascinating, interesting, and sad that there's not been something that has taken place more quickly than I see happening in relationship to the fines and or the going against those that made this take place. It's illegal, completely illegal. In fact, one article says, representative says Bunny's Bad Bunny's halftime show was illegal and moves for dramatic FCC action against the NFL and the NBC. That's what a portion of what we're talking about today. So, Kenneth, it deserves our attention. As Christians and conservatives, we need to pray and ask God to intervene and to change the trajectory, the direction that our nation is plummeting into. We're plummeting into the abyss of no return as a nation with any standards and morals and ethics and values unless there's a turnaround. And I believe that we have a president that can help embrace that turnaround. So it's my prayer that that shall take place. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call, and God bless. We keep looking up. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Congressman Mike Hill on the air with us. We're thankful for his time to discuss some of these very important issues. Congressman Hill, what are your thoughts further in relationship to the TMZ gets a third email from somebody that says they know the kidnapper of Nancy Guthrie? You think that's a hoax? You believe that's possible? And what are your speculations on that?
Dr. Youngblood, I'll admit I'm really not sure of what's going on with this entire issue. It kind of reminds me of Nancy Pelosi when her husband was attacked in their home in San Francisco by someone who broke into the home, hit him several times with a hammer. And months went by before it was revealed to us who this individual was. There's a lot of speculation that it was perhaps his romantic accomplice who didn't break into the house but came into the home, and then things went wrong. But it was months before we knew what the story actually was. I think the gentleman was eventually tried, and he's in jail now for who knows how long, whatever. And in this particular case, what we're seeing just bits of information each day. Dr. Youngblood, every life is precious and yes. important. It really is. And especially to the Guthrie family, this is paramount. At the same time, we have so many other important things that are going on, not only in our nation, but around the world. I don't understand why the news sources are paying so much attention to this particular issue. I don't understand it when we have so many other things, including, as you mentioned briefly, the drawdown of the ICE and Homeland Security removing illegal immigrants. And I don't think that was a bad thing that Homan declared that we're drawing down in Minnesota. I think what that means is that they were successful at phase one of what they wanted to do, and that was to get rid of those criminals, the illegal alien criminals. And they found that instead of fighting with the lunatics out on the streets, just go straight to the jail and get them from there. Well, they couldn't do that previously because neither the mayor of Minneapolis nor the governor would cooperate with them. But I think they came to their senses when they realized that they're breaking federal law and that they could be in serious trouble. And so they very quietly agreed to allow ICE, Department of Homeland Security, to go into the jails and remove those people from there and then deport them. So that was done, I think, relatively quietly. The news media wanted to help Walz and Fry, mayor of Minneapolis, save face, and so you didn't hear too much about it. The way they are presented it is that ICE is leaving, Department of Homeland Security is drawing down, so we won. No, I don't think so. This was phase one, to get rid of those illegal criminals first. Phase two is to then to deport all the illegal aliens, criminal history or not. You became a criminal when you broke the law and came here illegally. And we have to stop, of course, not only the fraud that's going on in Minnesota, but in probably every state in the nation. We're seeing this fraud that's going on where untold billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars, are being stolen from American taxpayers.
Absolutely. Well said. In fact, I believe the big hoopla, as I would call it, by Tim Walz and by the mayor of Minneapolis, Small Fry, as I have called him, I believe that we're witnessing an attempt to cover up and elongate any investigation in relationship to the fraud that has taken place there. And of all things, the attorney general for the state involved in that process. In fact, I've got document after document after document, and one or two of those documents, they're very, how would you say, interesting in that they are naming names, the governor, the lieutenant governor, the attorney general, the mayor of Minneapolis, and each of the others that we would call heads of state, each of the others that are political leaders, were involved in the major, major, major fraud process. A whistleblower that happens to be a Democrat, of all things, that was working with the Walz administration, has come forward now and says she's got facts and documents and information that it goes all the way to Tim Walz's office as governor as far as the fraud is concerned. And I think that's what they were trying to cover. They tried to make a big to-do out of ICE and the federal agents being in Minneapolis. They're trying to make a big to-do of that simply to cover up what is the real issue. Now, not that the immigration issue is not real, but the real issue for the state of Minnesota and Tim Walz is the theft, the fraud that they perpetrated by the hundreds of millions, if not into the billions of dollars. And Ilhan Omar. Ilhan Omar is one of those that's involved in that. And listen, I'll make this statement and toss it into your court for a moment. Ilhan Omar has just issued a statement that she wants to see Donald Trump killed. What would you do with that? How should that be handled?
That should be, that's a criminal offense, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes.
She should be placed on trial for that. She should face justice for that. You cannot make statements like that. Yes, we have freedom of speech in America, but there are certain things that you cannot say. And others have gone to jail for making such statements. And she should also. She is so, from what I've read, the documentation I've read, she is so heavily involved in this illegal activity of theft that's going on in Minnesota right now, that I think she's trying to do anything to deflect attention from herself. But it's documented now where just a few years ago, her net worth was less than $100,000. Now it's in the tens of millions. You can't do that unless theft is involved. Unless some illegal activity is involved. You know, and Dr. Young, but all this theft that's going on by the Somalis right now, they did not do that by themselves.
Correct.
They were helped with that by many organizations and many individuals. You just can't say, I'm going to steal $1 million and walk out the door with it. Someone has to assist you with that. Someone has to tell you how to do it. And the Democrats, the Democrat Party, I believe, is so complicit in that because They want to keep the Somalis there, of course, to continue voting for Democrats so that they can maintain power. And at the meantime, they've learned that they can also, let's use the word profit, from this theft that is going on as they partake in it. I think, in fact, Dr. Youngblood, I don't recall her name, but there's already been a high-level Democrat official who's been indicted and found guilty for participating in the fraud, stealing millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In fact, there is a need, I believe, to clean house. For example, just another digression, but it ties the picture together. In the, how would you say, the verbal fight in the House, on the House floor, against Pam Bundy, Hakeem Jeffers' name came up when Jasmine Crockett was talking in a very harmful way against our nation and against Pam Bundy. Pam Bundy said, well, you supported Hakeem Jeffers, and he received mega dollars from Epstein himself even after he was found guilty and put in jail. And here you are talking about what we're not doing in the DOJ as far as uncovering. She said, we have produced over 3 million pages of documents about the Epstein file, and now you're saying something about what we've not done? And all of a sudden, how would you say, the word fire started. Jasmine Crockett got bent out of shape, screaming back, and finally got up and just walked off the floor. There's a mindset. There's a mindset somehow that the Democrats are above reproach. The Democrats somehow have done nothing wrong. The Democrats are coming to the table with clean white gloves on, and they are totally, totally innocent of any wrongdoing. And it's only the DOJ, only Donald Trump, and only the Republicans that are guilty. And now, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe all of this is a smokescreen building up to the November election in the hopes that the American people will be duped into believing that the knight in shining armor are the Democrats and the Republicans need to be put out of office. Do you read that?
Absolutely, Dr. Youngblood. You're 100% correct. What Democrats are trying to do at any opportunity when they bring Pam Bondi or Secretary Bessent or Marco Rubio or any of Trump administrations before a particular committee is they are trying their best to paint the Trump administration as bandits, as outlaws, when in fact they are simply projecting who they are with the hopes that with the complicitness of the mainstream media to help them paint the picture that we have to correct the Trump administration. We have to be the one who put brakes on what the Trump administration is doing, so elect us. You're absolutely right, Dr. Youngblood. This is nothing more than the Democrats trying to gain points so that an ignorant populace, voting populace, would vote them power in the House or perhaps in the Senate. I don't think either one is going to happen because things are going so well in the United States right now because of what the Trump administration is doing.
I'm in full agreement with that. Let me go back just to tie up a loose end. The headline on that about Ilhan Omar calling for Trump's execution. The headline says, is Ilhan Omar calling for the execution of President Donald Trump? And the article is a three-page article that talks about her words and what she's saying. And the summarization of her statements would allude to the call for his execution. Congressman Hill, hold your thought for just a moment. I believe we have Woody on the line. Woody, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Pastor. What an important topic. Please, you and particularly gracious Mike Hill, continue this in the future. This is important. I'm going to speak just briefly. As odd as it sounds, I believe there's the three news stories that are in the forefront right now, occupying the time, are Epstein, the Super Bowl show, and Guthrie, the Guthrie issue. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking from an aircraft accident investigation background and an intel background. One of the things you do when you're analyzing something, you probe the anomaly. You look at what is there that is not supposed to be, and you ask the question, why is it there? We have things, and won't discuss it on air, I'm just throwing it out there. There are actually things that link those three things I just mentioned, Epstein, the Super Bowl, and the Guthrie situation together. I heard last night on Newsmax an intimation of something that I have been tracking for a number of years. I actually was trying to reach Marjorie Taylor Greene before she kind of left the scene to discuss it with her. I can only discuss it with a woman with my wife present, something I have knowledge of and can point to. We are about to see in this country the hidden things be revealed out of the Bible. God is dealing with us right now. There are things that are right out of the Valley of the Hinnom or Valley of Hinnom. Are you familiar with that area of southeast of Jerusalem, Pastor?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The things that happened there are about to be received. The reason that the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, God bless her, cannot come out and say some things right now is when our nation finds out what is connected in these three things I talked about, Epstein and the Super Bowl and Guthrie, as odd as it seems, when we see what the common thread is, we see what's happening at the leadership levels of organizations like the NFL, NBC, and the people that were involved with Epstein, we're going to be not only shocked or disgusted, it may cause a social upheaval like we've never seen before. Now, that's a crazy thing to say, but I speak as an aircraft ash investigator, lower-level intel person, and one who's been tracking these things for a long time. Right now, God is speaking to this country. We're going to see the hidden things made in plain sight as part of the judgment that's coming on us right now. There are things that are unbelievable that are associated with the Epstein circumstance. I heard it intimated last night on Newsmax. One of those male commentators knows what's out there, and it's connected to the people that executives, NBC, in fact, all media executives, including people in this town, it's Guthrie is an issue related to it tangentially. But the Super Bowl is going to prove to be, I think, what unlocks a revelation to particularly Christians, how black and evil the human heart is. We're just getting into it. I hope you'll discuss this in the future in more programs in detail with excellent men like Mike Hill. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you for that comment. Congressman Hill, you have a footnote to add to that, a comment or a statement?
Woody, who whenever he calls in, is always very accurate and sensible. So I appreciate his comments. He made some excellent comments there. And we'll see. We'll see if there's going to be a big revelation here about exactly what's going on. But as you say, as you said earlier, Dr. Youngblood, God is in control. It's not like the world is spiraling into the abyss. God knows what he's doing. Things don't look good right now, and it's because, as Woody had mentioned, the evilness of man's heart, but God knows what he's doing, and eventually things are going to work out for our good and for his glory.
Absolutely, and what are the, there's so many issues that dovetail together with the my conversation about the plummet of morals and ethics and values. I'm looking at a headline that says, "We're very forceful because we won't listen. Infamous school board trained staff to fight terrorist parents." This is the school board in Lowndes County up in Virginia. And under the new leadership now, the Spanberger, the new socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrat governor, the wolves are coming out of the woodwork. One of the things that's taking place now with the school board there in Lowndes County is that they're calling the parents active terrorists. And as a result of that, they're setting up rules and regulations and guidelines to treat the parents. If the parents ask about the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, if the parents ask about the DEI being taught in the school, if the parents insist on seeing the curriculum and what they're saying that's nothing but raw pornographic material being shown in the classroom, then the parents are considered to be terrorists. This article reads, in part, the Lemons County School Board in January hosted a training session to teach staff members and all board members how to fight off terrorist parents, according to eyewitnesses. The closed-door meeting was meant to respond to terrorist activity at school board meetings and included dozens of hired actors playing the role of Lemons County parents, according to the 7 News. Sources who were present or meeting at the meeting told the outlet the actions stimulated parents bringing guns into the meeting, and staff who were instructed on the same measure students are taught to use in events and active shooter situations, hide, run, and fight, etc., etc., etc. It is, and then now we have one of the governors, the governor of Kentucky, that's saying that he's a Christian and that he believes that the bill that he just vetoed should be vetoed. And the bill was, in the state of Kentucky, they passed legislation that would prevent the body parts from being chopped off in a barbaric fashion for young boys and young girls. And the governor vetoed that bill, and he said that he was a Christian and that all he could see was we need to be good Samaritans, and he just believes in being a good Samaritan, and therefore we need to allow any people, anybody, to do what they want to do. And as good Samaritans, quote, that he was referring to himself, it should be left alone. So now those are two or three other events and things that tie into this whole picture of seeing the moral decay, the plummet in our society. And my statement again is we need to remember that God is watching. So Congressman Hill, we've got about a minute and a half on the broadcast. I want to invite you to take this minute and a half, tie up the loose ends, any additional thoughts that you have, and what we as believers ought to do.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, you know that governor in Kentucky, there's been plenty of evidence that has come out that that election, there were a lot of irregularities when he won that election in Kentucky.
Yes.
I would go so far as to say that was probably stolen, just like the Democrats do in a lot of elections that they win. But just because someone declares that they are a Christian doesn't mean that they are. You shall know them by their fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he is going to veto a good bill to stop this butchering of young children shows, in my mind, that no, he's not a Christian. You're talking like you might be, but you're not acting like it. And Dr. Youngblood, I'm reminded of a verse that's in Genesis 17:1. And it's when God appears to Abraham, and this is what he says. When God appeared, he said, I am the Almighty God.
Mm-hmm.
Walk before me. And I think that's what we have to do as Christians, Dr. Youngblood, recognize there is an Almighty God, that we should revere, fear, and respect him, and walk that way. In other words, behave that way before him in our everyday behavior.
Absolutely. Congressman Hill, well stated. Ladies and gentlemen, Congressman Hill, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships.